Hello and welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 7. Yes. I'm Brian Kluger and I'm with Adam Conway.
Hey.
Andrew Conway.
Hello, sir.
Gadiel Khan.
Happy New Year, Jews.
And Gwen Reyes. And this is our famous segment, our recasting. We have recast Police Academy, we have recast Ghostbusters, and this week we are recasting Revenge of the Nerds. Going to be awesome. It's a great 1980s movie. Had an all-star cast back, well, I guess now. They've all gone on to do tons of things. It's going to be difficult to recast these guys, but we're going to start, and we're going to start with the character UN Jefferson, who was played by Bernie Casey. UN Jefferson was the African-American guy who was the president, the head president of the Trilams.
Lambda.
He was an older guy, and I went with Idris Elba. Just because.
Of course.
Oh, wow! Stop it! What do you think he just
fucking over? In every movie, Brian Kluger.
Thank you, Stringer Bell.
It was between him
and
Forrest
Whitaker, yeah.
No. How do y'all not think Samuel Jackson?
Samuel Jackson is pretty hilarious.
We'll get to you.
But I would.
Was that your pick? Okay.
Sam Jackson would be pretty funny.
So Gotti picks Sam.
But I feel
Jackson.
Like that would have to, like, he would just have to say motherfucker constantly.
Huh.
What's wrong with that?
Most likely they're going to give it to Ice Cube because they can't afford Sam Jackson.
Did anybody else?
I had someone else. I didn't have
Korean Jesus. Is the one you hear about
Adam?
Your problems?
Did you have someone?
He's busy dealing with Korean shit.
I went with Craig Robinson.
Craig Robinson?
Oh, that's a good pick.
I feel like.
Why are you yelling at me about Samuel then?
Samuel?
Craig Robinson's pretty good.
Yeah.
I can see him. He can play.
I can see him play a straight guy.
Yeah,
man. And I feel like
and be authoritative.
Throwing a few like one liners because that's what UN did. He had a few little jokes and stuff like that. And I feel he'd be good at that because you know.
If we can't get Idris, I would go for Craig Robinson.
Why couldn't you get Idris? What's he up to?
A lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
He may have another place on the list somewhere.
All right.
Yeah,
so
to Lamar. Idris Elba as Lamar. So.
I want to see him saying, clap your hands, everybody. Clap your hands, everybody.
And he's
got a pair of clap your hands.
Holy shit.
All right, moving on. The next one on the list is Coach Harris, played by a very young John Goodman in the original. It's very hard to replace John Goodman. I have two picks here. I have two picks. My picks are John C. Reilly or Danny McBride for the coach.
Nice.
I like John C. Reilly.
I had Danny McBride for him.
You had Danny McBride?
I had John C. Reilly for someone else.
But I think John C. Reilly or Danny McBride, either one could really. They are funny, but they also can be such assholes.
Yeah.
And, like, they hate nerds. Like, he hates nerds. And he actually tells the football players to actually go after them when they don't want to. And he gets them psyched up.
Yeah.
It'd be funny. And plus, John C. Reilly is a little taller, so he could play like a menacing character more.
See, but Goodman, he was a fit guy in this movie.
Yeah, but no one knew him as a really comedian.
Yeah, he wasn't like
this
the fat
before,
guy yet.
That's the only problem
and
I have.
And he kind of fit the whole coach vibe kind of nicely.
I'm going with Rob Riggle for that one.
Rob Riggle for the coach?
I had the same thing as you, but I feel like you said, like when people see them, unfortunately, they're going to think funny guy. That's the only problem I had with picking Danny McBride and John C. Reilly, which I actually put down for them. But I just think they'll see funny, and that's a problem. Like you need someone that can play that. I hate you, but
I've got a weird choice then for that exact Dolph Lundgren of today.
Of today?
Oh yeah,
Dolph Lundgren as a head football coach would fit perfectly.
With a Russian accent?
No. Dolph Lundgren.
His regular
accent,
I feel like Dolph Lundgren, I could see that partially.
Like,
but
he's just an older version of Stan's character.
He doesn't look like a football coach. He's so...
Well, John C. Reilly looks like a football coach?
He's not as made together as Dolph Lundgren.
Dolph's not like.
And I just watched I Come in Peace too.
I know.
Did you?
I did. I had a review.
I want to watch that.
It's called Dark Angel now.
Why?
Because it was originally called Dark Angel, but they couldn't because there were two other movies called Dark Angel back then. So they called I Come in Peace, but they went back to.
I'm glad we're talking about
this. Do you have any suggestions, Adam?
I'm glad.
For the coach?
No one?
I will bust my, both mine were already.
All right. Moving on. I say John C. Reilly or Danny McBride. I think those are both good. Moving on.
With
Dean
Craig
Ulrich
Robinson
was originally the dean of the students, who was like the little short, bald guy with glasses, who was the dean. Was played originally by David Wohl. I think a perfect person for this would be Mike White from Enlightened or Chuck and Buck or
Kevin Hart.
What's it called?
Kevin Hart would be great.
School of Rock. He was Jack Black's friend. I think he would be a funny, like,
also of
nerdy
Chuck
dean.
And Buck fame.
That's what
he
said.
Chuck
I said Chuck
oh,
and
sorry.
Buck. Yeah. Mike White. I think he'd be great. You remember Jack Black's friend and roommate in School of Rock?
Well, yeah. He was the director. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I know what you're talking about.
I think he'd be perfect.
Yeah.
What about y'all?
Well, I said Kevin Hart.
Jesus.
I have to go
who
with
do you
that.
Have, Gotti?
And then also Jeremy Piven.
Yeah, just bring PCH
dean.
Back.
Yeah.
Or PCU back.
Well, PC,
though,
that's, that would be good.
No, because he was the dean in Old School.
Yes.
I thought of an older dean and just a bald guy, Rob Reiner.
What about his dad, Carl Reiner?
Yeah, but not too old. Rob's not, like, ancient. He could play a six-year-old guy.
Yeah,
bald,
kind of
chubby
the
dean
the,
of a school.
Who? Rob Reiner?
Yeah.
But
or Paul Giamatti.
Danny McBride or John C. Reilly are not going to be intimidated by Reiner. But they're not going to be intimidated by Mike White.
What about Ken Jeong?
And that was the whole payoff was when.
But you see, I had Samuel Jackson next to
with
Rob
Dean
Ryan.
Standing
I was
up
like,
to
yeah, like,
and Dolph
like
Lundgren.
She said, I actually Ken Jeong or like Louis Black.
Louis
Black
would be genius.
Well, he was the
but
dean in.
I know.
Except
yeah.
But I feel like bring him back.
But Louis Black could work because he's too powerful. You need somebody soft-spoken.
What about Louis C.K.?
The coach walks all over him.
Louis
C.K.
would be great.
He's quiet, Louis
yeah,
C.K.
He
could
really,
pull it off.
He's a very
like,
quiet actor.
All right.
He was great in Blue Jazz.
I'm still sticking with Mike White. I wasn't.
You would.
I wouldn't. I was impressed by any of
shocking.
Ticks. Somebody's phone. All right. Moving on. Mr. Skolnick, who had a small part. He played one of the main nerds.
To play him. Richard Jenkins. That's
no. I got somebody else. James Cromwell originally played Mr. Skolnick.
Bring him
the,
back.
Yeah.
I say John Hamm could play his father because he's. I've seen him in Nerdy.
Yes.
He can
weird.
Be nerdy. I've
how
him,
can John Hamm be nerdy? Every woman.
That's
would sleep
the
with
one.
Him. Not every woman wanted to sleep with James Cromwell. Come on.
No. I've seen John Hamm play
or
nerd with big glasses and
they
laugh
did.
Ridiculously. It would be perfect for that.
He can't hide his little hand, though. That's the problem.
That'll do
sure.
Big.
I totally went like
Richard
Steve Jenkins. Buscemi.
Richard
like someone fucking nerdy.
That's a great
not
that
fucking
great
John Hamm.
I am. That's a good pick.
Did you see Buscemi? Yeah, I can see that.
He's a great older fucking goofy looking dude.
Flavor.
But he's better than all the Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah.
I'm looking for somebody.
Exactly.
I'm looking for somebody
perfect.
Who's not a nerd,
John
but can
Hamm
play
is,
one very
he,
well.
I have that
he's
person.
Too
I feel like you should do a throwback. Robert Carradine. Let's bring him back as the fun.
That would be,
ooh,
fun. That would be funny.
Nice.
So you throw back. To the
he does look
yeah.
a lot older now.
Oh yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's an
no,
age
he actually
thing.
Looks exactly the same.
I like that.
I feel yeah. Why not? Like
exactly. The
I
same.
Like that, but I still want to see John Hamm audition for this role and do a
how
laugh.
About Anthony Edwards then?
In nerd style. And
he
I,
looks the same too.
I will bet he
Baldur and gray
do very well with that.
Careers being worth.
But I like the coming back from Robert Carradine.
For sure.
Moving on to the infamous character Fred Ogre Palokowski, played by Donald.
Well,
Gibb.
Did we just skip all the women?
Well,
no,
we're going up there. We're originally played by Donald Gibb, who was also Jean-Claude Van Damme's friend
who
in Bloodsport.
A Viking.
Yeah, Donald Gibb. This one was the most difficult for me to cast, and because I'm trying to figure out somebody who's tall and
got
menacing,
it.
And I can only come up with Jason Segel.
Kellan
I think
Lutz.
He can play a crazy tall,
the guy who plays
dude.
The Hound from Game of Thrones is what I was thinking.
Ooh, that's
great.
He's kind of old.
I got someone who's.
He's
funny.
Not as old as you think he is. It's just a lot of makeup.
Funny, but can come off as an asshole to start off.
Who?
I went with Tyler Levine.
Who's that?
Oh.
I actually have him for another. I have him for
is he?
Booger.
He's chubbier than
that's
like.
No, Ogre was
well.
I
was
thinking
for Ogre.
A younger Jack Black for Ogre. So I was thinking Emilio.
I feel like Tyler Levine could
because if you
definitely
saw him
pull that
in
off,
Chris,
he could pull off.
He looks like
I'd love
Jack
to see
White.
Tyler Levine in the
oh,
movie,
funny.
So I'm worried.
It's hilarious.
That, but it might be a movie.
I love him.
Yeah, I'm not sold on Jason Segel. Just I
what about Emil Hirsch?
He's not
Hirsch.
Over.
See, I
no.
definitely think
see,
Jason
like,
Segel over.
Really? Over Tyler Levine?
Yeah.
Because
Jason's
he's tall,
tall
and he's like crazy. He could act that like.
Mm,
the crazy eyes and everything. That's why I think his face is animated. That's why I picked him. He's a difficult one.
I actually was thinking Siegel for Lewis, but yeah.
Oh, well.
And that, Mr. Skolnick, well, Mr. Bean.
Rowan Atkinson.
Rowan
my
Atkinson.
Man.
He would do great.
All right. Moving on to Stan Gable, played by Ted McGinley originally. Stan Gable is the is the prick.
He's a pretty boy prick.
Antagonist in the original movie. The people I thought, I have three here, either Chris Hemsworth, Channing Tatum, or Ryan Quantin from True Blood.
I think it would be probably easier for me, his brother.
Ryan's too short.
Brother Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Would
probably be better.
Yeah, Liam's better than Chris for this, but Ryan for no way in hell, he's way too short.
You think so?
Yeah. And
what about Channing Tatum?
Channing would be perfect.
But he wouldn't do it.
Yeah, and
he's too getting up there in age too.
I went completely different. Weeds, Hunter Parrish, the blonde kid.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was
yeah.
a perfect dick
I
character.
Like that a lot.
Like, he was the one that I mean.
The oldest son
what
of Weeds.
An asshole.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
I can't
yeah,
stand
yeah,
that
yeah.
fucking kid, but he.
I like that. I like that one. Do you have one?
I got one. I went with the other Franco, Dave.
See, I was thinking Dave Franco.
Dave Franco. Yeah.
He plays a dick. He seems
yeah.
a little too short,
but
though.
It would be but it would also be like similar to what he played in 21 Jump Street, too, though. Mm-hmm.
Maybe, but that's what
well,
that's
and Scrubs.
He plays in like Scrubs. Like, exactly. That's what I was thinking from Scrubs. And like he's got that persona about him.
Such a dick.
Exactly.
I like the oldest son from
Dick
Weeds.
Really well.
That's a good pick.
Much better. Yeah. Do you have one?
I know you got
one. Fuck you! All right,
I've heard that.
That's Stan Gable. Now we're moving on to one of the female co-stars, Judy, who was played by Michelle Mayrie.
Who was Judy in the movie?
She was the girlfriend of
Edward
Gilbert. Yeah,
Gilbert.
Yeah, who played like the violin?
So a nerdy chick, basically.
So I picked either Jennifer Lawrence or Anna Kendrick.
Way too hot.
Way too
no,
hot.
What about what's
the
Asian girl from that dated Michael Cera that did Paper Heart?
Ooh.
What's her name?
She's too, oh yeah,
the Asian girl.
She's too Margaret. No, it's a
Asian girl.
Anna. I was thinking.
I know how you're talking.
Yeah.
What's her name though? It's.
But you don't need it. It's like her. You can make.
I thought
Kendrick
Allison Pill.
Jennifer Lawrence.
That's what I said.
Allison Pill.
Allison Pill
perfect.
Or Brie Larson is what I have.
Brie Larson.
Brie Larson. Actually,
Brie Larson. Put glasses on her. Oh my God, nerd.
I have Brie Larson for Betty because of what she looked like
she's
in Scott Pilgrim. Look.
Yeah.
See what she looked like in Scott
Pilgrim. That's a good one.
No,
I
think
didn't
see
the
Brie. I think Brie is a hotter for that character. I think
yeah.
she would be better for you know.
I like Allison.
Look at
do
what
the,
Brie Larson looked like when she
do
was
the reverse.
Pregnant,
you know,
saying.
She's all that. You
but
know,
I saw her in Short Term 12
her
most recently, so that's what I fear. As the nerd.
Give her.
I
know.
Still think Jennifer Lawrence and Anna Kendrick can play.
Give her overalls and glasses.
A nerdy character really well.
Anna Kendrick, yes, not Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, she could.
Allison Pill or Brie Larson.
She's
so,
way.
I'm not going with Brie Larson.
It's the whole. She's all that. Parallel.
It is.
Oh,
if
glasses and suspenders on her, she's hideous.
If Channing Tatum will pass, I'm sure Jennifer Lawrence would pass.
Jennifer
Lawrence,
she's gonna be like, my Oscar says
this.
That I don't need to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think if she would pass.
All right, moving on to Betty Childs, the Stan Gable's girlfriend, the blonde one, who was originally played by Julia Montgomery. I have either Olivia Munn or Kristen Bell.
Olivia Munn isn't blonde.
You can dye her blonde.
And
she
know,
wouldn't
they don't
look
all
good.
Have to be white people.
Right.
Oh, I have plenty of dark people on my list.
Whoa. Just one more. That's all you have.
No, I think.
Actually, with go ahead. What were you
I think Olivia Munn's perfect for this part because she can play that.
She can play
woman.
A bitch pretty well.
Yeah.
I give you that.
And you can dye her hair blonde. She'd be awesome at that.
I want way different.
I have another pick for Judy. Jane Levy would be good too.
Oh, Jane Levy would be really good. I did Emma Roberts for this one.
Emma Roberts would be good too.
I put Emma Roberts. Wow.
And I said Brie Larson would look good too.
Melanie Ackerman.
Ooh, from
she's
Watchmen?
Old, though.
She's too old now.
Yeah, she's like
well, it depends
30.
On who
really?
You're going to
no.
cast as
she's
the
had babies.
Right,
how
old
yeah.
how old
No, I feel like, no, she's good. Like Children's Hospital, if you watch that.
But she's beautiful.
What about Kristen Bell?
That's what he
I
said that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was my pick, my number
who's
one.
Who's
Angela
now?
Wells.
Got it.
Cool.
Well,
she
was.
Yeah. Stephen Baldwin's daughter.
She'd be great.
Quavangene. Yeah, excellent.
She's so adorable.
Don't you mean
who'd you
Alec
have for
Betty
Gwen?
No, Stephen Baldwin's daughter.
Oh.
That's not Alec.
She's like a singer. She's trying
okay.
to be
Stephen Baldwin's daughter.
I did Emma Roberts.
Alec Baldwin's not. What about Zoe Kazan?
I like her more for Judy. I think she'd be
she
better
play
Judy
nerd
than
or,
HR.
Good nerd.
Because that's why I think Olivia Munn has the stature and like the look to play.
She can definitely play a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did y'all see her fall on the...
She can't really act, though, but...
She was swinging on a Twitter video, and she broke the swing and, like, busted her ass.
Hilarious.
Poor Munn.
And that's why she didn't... She couldn't shoot,
you
like, a
her.
Scene.
I don't... I like her as... I like her fine on the news, on
Newsroom.
And that's about it.
She was great on G4.
Yeah, she was. All right, moving on. Now we're getting to the nerds now.
The nerds.
So the Asian nerd, Toshiro Takashi.
Racist.
Toshiro Takashi, who was originally played by Brian Tochi.
He could be an adopted white kid, right?
Yeah, it could be.
I was keeping in the theme with Asian actors.
Either
John Cho or Masioka.
I thought you were going to say Ang Lee.
Masioka from Heroes.
Masioka is who I had, actually.
Hero, yeah. I think it'd be good.
Do y'all remember
just got all crazy.
Nick and Nora's Asian, Aaron Yao?
Mm-mm.
Yes.
He was my
favorite.
He was
great.
He's good?
He's
what
young.
About, what about the one from 21
Twilight.
Up?
The same one.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
And is
Aaron
it the same
Yao.
One from Twilight? I think it's the same
I think
one
it's
from
yeah.
Twilight.
Yeah.
Aaron Yao is quality. Also, from Napoleon Dynamite, Efren Ramirez, if you want to go Mexican. Would be Pedro.
Yeah, that would be funny.
Pedro.
But I
so
think
goofy.
The fun one of the funniest lines in Revenge of the Nerds was "What the fuck is a frush?" Like that's. I mean, there was racial humor in it, but it was funny. And there was a whole undertone of the whole racism with nerds. And
I know we brought up Entourage. What about the dude that played Jeremy Piven's assistant?
Oh yes.
I think he would be
Park.
Rex. I think it's Rex Lee. Or
yeah, Rex.
Rex
yeah,
Lee.
Rex
yeah.
Lee. Yeah. He would be hilarious.
I think
that.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I'm going with Rex Lee.
Go get your egg rolls in
Must
the
be
so
I'll have Rex Lee and Masioka audition and whoever the best of that one is. Absolutely. I like that. All right, moving on to Lamar Luttrell, the black guy.
No, Larry, not effing Kevin Hart.
Larry B., who was played by perfectly by Larry B. Scott. He was the gay black guy in the fraternity. I have either Tyler James Williams or Michael B. Jordan.
How? How the fucking Michael B. Jordan played that character?
It'd be awesome.
He's like a gorgeous.
But my first
fucking
was,
lead character.
My first
Lamar.
My first choice is
you
Tyler
just
James
named
Williams,
a black guy.
And who's Tyler James?
Denzel Washington.
Tyler James Williams was Everybody Hates Chris kid.
Okay.
Well, I can see much more. What about Donald Glover? Troy from the Community.
Donald Glover would be great.
He would.
I got him and Damon Wayans Jr. from Happy Endings.
I have both of them.
I like Damon Wayans Jr., yeah.
And if, you know, worst comes to worst, you guys bring back Chris Tucker.
Way too old. And he's kind of...
A lot of these... The funny thing is, though, a lot of these people played a lot... They're a lot older.
They're a lot... Yeah.
It's college. Any age.
Exactly.
Fuck y'all.
I like Michael B. Jordan. I think he can play. It's
no
it's
way.
A
Donald
smaller
Glover,
part.
Damon Wayans Jr.
But there's also
like
Jesse
Williams.
It's
got to be comedy, too.
Huh?
There's also Jesse Williams.
Who's Jesse Williams?
Yeah.
He was on Grey's Anatomy. He was also in The Butler.
Oh, that's
why.
Which one was he in The Butler?
The Minister.
Things
the
men
basement.
Don't watch for 100, Bob.
I don't remember that. What about from
really
Scrubs?
Donald
Faison?
Donald
Faison?
I love
Donald I would
Faison.
Love Donald Faison to be in
and
that.
He's played kind
he's
of
so
middle
good.
Or wrong character.
He's so funny.
Donald Faison.
I like that. All right, moving on to Booger Dudley Dawson, played by Curtis Armstrong.
I think he'd come back and play him again.
I would
he
like
would
that.
He really
exactly.
does.
Yeah. But I
think
picked,
he should play the Asian,
I picked,
the Asian guy that he learns from in part two. That should be Curtis Armstrong.
Booger, I think Josh Gad could
Josh
do a good
Gad
job.
Is my pick.
Good job.
Ooh, Josh Gad's good.
Josh Gad is, I had also Tyler Labine for him, and then
Josh.
Also Chris D'Elia.
Yeah.
Who's Chris D'Elia again?
He was the boyfriend to Whitney on the Whitney Cummings show.
Oh, okay.
He's pretty.
I actually had someone.
So things I care about.
And I could think like.
See,
Josh
I had done this all differently because I was
Josh
like thinking black leads.
I was also thinking.
And so I had Idris Elba
yeah,
as the dad and then another one for the main character.
Where are we
going? I think it was a talker because, you know, that was one thing about Booger. He was a talker. And so I went with a newer actor, Miles Teller from Spectacular Now.
I have Miles Teller for somebody else.
I feel
so
like he,
yeah.
You know, he's definitely one of those guys that he can talk.
I agree, but
I went more the grungy look, like the disheveled look, and I immediately
Emil
thought
Hirsch.
Of. Well, I looked at him, but yeah, I think he's too
Adam
pretty.
Adam really wants
Emil Rory Culkin.
Oh,
fucking retarded!
The prettiest of all the Culkins.
He has
Rory.
To gain a little weight, though.
I love Rory Culkin.
He could, though.
Yeah,
and
like
I thought of that.
Life.
What was that? He had a. God, he was on that weed movie with Ben Kingsley. Josh something.
Josh Peck, but he's skinny now.
Fat Josh Peck would be perfect.
But see, you got to.
But Josh Gad,
but he's doing Battle of the Year.
Who would be better in that scene where he's dancing with the huge girls at the party and he's so happy and he's
Josh
like,
Gad.
Oh, you son of a moo girls.
Really?
I could
see
his Josh Gad really.
His mom's douche was like the funniest thing ever. You just saw it, right? When like, they're biking away.
That would be funny. All right, all right. Moving on to Harold Wormser, originally played by Andrew Cassis. Harold Wormser was the really young kid who got into college.
This
was
a hard one for me.
You're the young guy. I picked Christopher Mintz-Plasse.
That's who I picked as well.
Just because he looks young. He could play like the younger guy.
But he's so nerdy. Opposite of...
He's trying to.
He's trying to go so... Like, I almost want to get rid of him just because of that. Like,
what about
he's not embraced the nerdy self. So.
What about Jay? We can have...
Baruchel?
Like, yeah, we can have the... We can actually have them be in the same
they
space.
Both
Alice
young.
And Pill and Jay, and they can have a, like an epic reunion.
I should have him for someone else, but yeah, I definitely think he's...
What about a movie that just came out, We're the Millers with... Or We're the Millers...
Oh,
Will
from,
Older.
Yeah.
He was
the
son
of
Rambo. And he was amazing
yeah,
as that.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's genius.
He's my pick. You convinced me.
I think he's quirky and goofy.
You said his name.
Yes. I love that kid. I love Son of Rambo.
How easy that was.
That was easy.
All right, let's move on.
I'm with that.
Thank you.
Going on to Arnold Poindexter, originally played by Timothy Busfield.
I think he could come back and play him.
He was so great. He had that great thing where he got a heart on and he didn't realize it and he looked down and he was like, That's when he was like... Dancing and everything.
He was a. I think he was.
I think red hair. Seth Green. I think could play him perfectly.
Way too old.
No way.
No
Ron from fucking Harry Potter.
No.
Rupert
Grint.
Rupert Grint would be pretty funny, but Poindexter doesn't talk a lot.
He doesn't have to be a redhead.
And I also picked Scott Grimes too, just because I love Scott Grimes and I haven't seen
him
a lot recently.
Go ahead, buddy. I had Dane DeHaan.
Dane DeHaan.
I have him for another role.
And also, Nelson Franklin. I don't know if
who's Nelson Franklin.
He's a TV actor. He plays the guy with the glasses and kind of nerdy. He was like a guesting as Zooey Deschanel's boyfriend on The New Girl for several episodes. He's been on a lot of TV shows, but none of them have been successful. He's kind of taller and has not red hair, like dark hair.
All I can think of is the guy that was in Bent that's no longer on New Girl.
It was the nerdy guy that she broke up with to date him.
You don't think Seth Green would be a good choice for
And then I'm thinking of Justin Long.
For some reason I thought you
no
were
one knows.
Saying Seth Rogen in my head.
No, Seth Green from Robot Chicken. And
he was also
he's so old, though. No, like
he doesn't look old, though.
He does now.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, a little bit.
If I show you a picture of him, you'll
know. I know, I will. I know.
I don't know.
Go ahead and go
Poindexter.
On.
Poindexter. What about I like him. Does anybody else have
what
anybody
about,
for Poindexter?
What about
yeah.
Clark? With Clark Duke?
Haley Joel Osment.
That would be a good choice, too.
Who?
Clark Duke.
I like
Clark Duke.
Clark Duke could old, fit.
Yeah. I was thinking if he went older, Alan Tudyk. I can see him.
He's too young. He's too old. But I like
yes.
him.
He's
tall.
Yeah,
he's
on,
he's
on the new Greg Garcia show.
Yeah.
Who is
yeah.
this?
Nelson Franklin.
He's on
he's
the one with
I think you sold me on him. He could be funny as hell.
He's really tall, though.
No one can see the picture I'm showing everybody, but yeah.
Look at that.
In Traffic Light. He was on Traffic Light.
Yeah,
I don't know his name. The guy that plays Adam on Girls.
Oh, the real tall guy.
The real tall guy.
Karpovsky.
He's definitely a kind of a weirdo.
Oh, Alex
Adam
Karpovsky.
Driver?
Alex
Karpovsky.
Alex Karpovsky.
With the Jew hair. He's, yeah. Karpovsky.
Yeah.
No, Adam plays
no.
Adam Driver on Girls.
You're talking about
Adam Driver.
You're
Dunham's girl, boyfriend?
You're thinking,
oh,
Adam
oh,
Driver,
oh
coffee
you're
shop.
Not, you're
he's
thinking
Adam Driver.
Oh, okay,
yeah. The guy that's actually dating Liam Dunham.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm not thinking.
But I think Karpovsky would be good for some role.
But it would
be
the
funny.
Lead.
We can add a Jewish nerd into this somewhere.
they're all. Let's move on.
All right, moving on to Gilbert Lowell, who was played by Anthony Edwards, who's been in tons of things since then. He was in ER. He was in. What else was he?
That's about it.
So he's been in
tons.
I think Paul Dano, Nicholas Holt, or Aaron Johnson can play him.
John Hader.
I had Jason Schwartzman and Michael Cera.
Oh, fuck John Hader. He does not need any work.
He's perfect for this role.
No, I'm not into it.
I think Paul
exactly
Jason
like
Schwartzman
him.
Would be good.
For Anthony? No.
He's got to be a tall...
I think Paul Dano
or Nicholas
Holt.
I like Nicholas Holt.
You like Nicholas Holt? I like Nicholas Holt.
I like Nicholas Holt.
Yeah,
because he's tall
and he can do an American accent. But he could
but
do
Paul Dano.
He was an ugly zombie. And he
but
do,
you can do Paul Dano as
it
well.
It would be an ugly zombie.
Looks
they made
like
him like the hottest ugly zombie ever. What are you talking about?
Just because he wore a hoodie?
What about Dane for this role?
Dane DeHaan?
I like him in this.
I would like to see him play
he's got heroin.
Yeah, because he's been playing all these like super serious movies. I want to see him play like, you know,
nerdy guy.
I could see him. I like him as a spoiler pick.
Yeah.
Spoiler pick.
Andrew, do you have anybody?
Guys.
For Anthony Edwards. Gilbert.
I said Britt Harrison.
I love Britt Harrison.
Here's Britt Harrison again.
The blonde kid from
he was
Reaper.
On oh, we could have a Reaper reunion, guys.
Ooh,
yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, whoever canceled Reaper, fucking die.
But they're trying to make a. They're trying to make a movie.
Solid, good.
I just like yeah.
Michael Ian Black and.
I think he would
Ken
be
Reno as the.
If Michael Ian Black, if you went older. Yeah. You could do Ken and Michael Ian Black as the two leads and be hilarious.
Michael Ian Black's pretty funny.
But Brett Harrison's really funny.
Brett
Harrison
is pretty awesome.
He's a weird dude, but he's definitely got leading man. So that's what that's
And you could have Lake Bell in it.
Leading man guy,
so Rob Corddry
also...
could be the asshole.
He'd be a perfect asshole.
I
children's
hospital. Paul Dano, pretty good choices. I like to see him all audition.
Paul Dano would be really
good. I'm on board with Brett Harrison.
And Paul Dano
would
be really
good. He's a babe.
Brett's kind of
short.
If you
slap some glasses
though.
On him, it'd be perfect.
And Paul Dano played the nerdy quiet guy in Girl Next Door with Emile Hirsch.
Yeah,
what's
the goofy fucker that's on... he always plays the gay character in Reno 911. That's true, but...
Oh,
Nick
Swartzen?
Nick Swartzen. We love him in this.
He's
too
off the wall, I think, for this.
He couldn't...
He's ruined
Adam
Sandler, so...
Yeah.
His the last movie...
He can't
he made
lead.
That's
point. Why I love him, but he just doesn't have a lead.
That's
no.
true, but I don't know if Brett can. I mean,
oh, he can lead.
Oh, Brett can.
On
he
a
leads
TV
all
show.
My dreams.
He's the main...
Lead.
Brett is the main
Has
guy
he done
from...
anything since Reaper?
From Reaper, right?
Yeah.
He was also in The Loop.
And he was
also
in Breaking In, the Christian Slater one.
Okay, yeah, he was.
He's
good.
He can play
really
a
good.
Sexy lead man.
Yeah,
with
I still
glasses.
Go Paul Dano or Dane over there.
I don't know. You know
He's
my feelings.
Like Dane.
You know my feelings about Dane.
Cocaine's a hell
He's
of
got
a
the
job.
Heroin eyes.
And then the final one, Louis Skolnick,
He's got
originally played by Robert Carradine.
Flawless.
I have Miles Teller or Zachary Quinto.
Miles is too like. He's not
he's
nerdy
cool.
enough.
Yeah, he's
I don't
nerdy.
Think I think
he's
he'd
not
be
nerdy
perfect
enough.
As a nerdy guy.
I mean, there's
and Zachary
like,
Quinto, I think, would be a great.
If you want older,
too.
DJ Qualls.
No.
But he's typecast
no.
as that guy.
Yeah.
I want somebody like Miles.
Well, what about Freddie Highmore?
Because Carradine and Anthony Edwards
Aww.
Were really like.
What about
soft.
Like Freddie Highmore?
Well,
kind
obvious.
Of
just go Jay
quirky. Marshall. No, because he's
it's typecast. You got to get somebody. Miles Teller, I think, would be perfect for this, just because he is a
or
strong
Freaks
guy.
And Geeks kid, John Francis Daly.
Yes, that would be a fun.
He looks
little
the
nod.
Part.
But he's pretty now. He really grew
What about
up
Adam
off.
Brody?
No.
No, Adam Brody could pull it off pretty well, I think. He,
but he was because he
but
was
couldn't
originally
Adam Brody
moved.
Would be
Before
a better...
Before he became an asshole,
but he, could
he
be
was
a better,
that quirky character.
He could be a better Stan, I think.
But you gotta look at it so like,
now,
from a casting
but,
standpoint, like these guys, I think Miles is so talented that he could pull off this character.
That's why I feel
no
like
matter
he's more of a, I think he's more of a booger, though. I feel like Miles, because he's
a
talker.
He's a crack-up,
he
yeah.
He talks, and that's not what Lewis is known for. He's not known the talker dude.
Lewis is the quirky, lovable guy that doesn't say much.
He talks all...
Freddie Highmore from fucking Charlie
you know,
and the Chocolate
Gilbert's the one that doesn't talk much.
Yeah, Lewis does
Lewis
talk
is the one that always gets him to do stuff.
But booger's more of the... Like, Miles is an ass.
But
yeah,
he could. But I think he's so talented that he could do the opposite.
Maybe.
What's the kid from? It's kind of a funny story. What's that kid's name?
I have no idea.
Oh, the son of
oh,
Kevin Kline.
Yeah, he looks kind of quirky and goofy. Yeah.
Who else did I see?
Who else did you have?
What else we got? There's gotta be
nobody else. No,
I had Jason Segel, but. I think he's
too old.
I mean, there's yeah. obvious picks. Like, Michael Cera could probably pull it off
quite well.
What about
the kid from Project X? He's also in The Beautiful Creatures. He might...
The rapist?
Oh, what about the kid from The Misfits?
From Stoker?
The lead character
no.
from The Misfits.
The oh. Or that...
What about...
the nerdy one.
What's his name?
What's the
I
kid from The Misfits?
From that one now.
Huh?
Not The Misfits. What am I thinking? The British show.
What about the lead guy
British?
From...
Yeah, Lugo. The main kid, the funny kid.
What's
Which
that?
One?
Misfits, the lead
the
character.
Irish guy.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
He would be fucking hilarious. He's Maybe. Goofy as shit.
I like that.
And another for Lamar, Brandon T. Jackson from Tropic Thunder.
He would be good Lamar.
Oh, he would be funny.
He would
be really funny.
What about Who's the what's his name? The guy from New Girl, the lead in New Girl.
Jake Johnson.
Yeah, Jake Johnson.
For Lamar.
Yes.
No.
He's
no,
Lewis.
Lewis.
I could see that.
Oh, what about the kid for Jared Galecki or whatever from the
well, I think Josh Gad would be a good Lewis also.
No.
I think it'd be a fun twist
Jared
to make
Pilecki.
It like
Pilecki.
Because they have to have something
Pilecki.
Like that.
Like,
Pilecki.
Either there needs to be like
from
a black
Roseanne.
Person or a person of color. Like there has to
what?
Be a switch.
What
in
color
there.
Are they?
Purple.
What are we talking about?
No, because you have to think about like modern casting.
Oh,
like
a black
like,
Lewis?
Me,
you
yeah.
can do a black Lewis.
Well, see, that was my thing is if you had a black Lewis and
Chris
then.
Brown?
Idris Elba as his dad.
Well, no, the kid from
I would love to see Idris Elba play
I wanted,
character
I wanted
and laugh like that.
Donald
but.
Glover, and then have Idris
I
Elba
could see
as
Donald
dad.
Glover's Lewis,
and then like
really
the
well.
And then twisting it that he comes from like this really strong stock, and then he's actually a nerd. And so,
who would you?
Like,
let's
would
say
you
don't want
did them
Idris
both
to be
black.
A nerd,
and then you put Danny Cooper.
No, he wouldn't be a nerd. He'd be like normal, and then yeah. And then
okay.
his son is a nerd, and he's kind of like.
So you're changing it. I like
I'm
that.
I'm changing it up.
Who would,
yeah.
who would the other,
shot?
Like Gilbert's black version, be though? Because that would be interesting. Who would be the dad then, too? Let's make both the leads black.
Yeah, it would be fun. Okay.
Who's the lead? Who's the father for?
Tyler Perry's.
Oh, for God's sake!
Who's the dad?
I think that's where Idris could play the dad.
Yes.
And Idris would be hilarious as a dad.
Thank you. You're welcome, everybody.
You're welcome.
If Kevin Hart's in this movie, they should burn it.
Ice Cube.
Poor Kevin Hart.
What about Michael Epps? Michael Epps.
Mike Epps?
No.
He's too old.
Too old.
Yeah, Mike hasn't done anything in a while.
No, not... Wait.
Mike Epps was...
Omar
funny
Epps?
Man. Omar Epps.
Omar.
Omar. What about if we're just going to name quality black actors? Anthony Mackie could probably pull up any of these goddamn roles. That kid's super talented.
He's playing all the roles.
I'd watch it.
It's going to be like Orphan Black, but Revenge of the Nerds.
Ridiculous.
Do y'all remember the show RG Burger?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He would be another for the lead.
RJ Burger?
RJ Burger.
RJ Burger. The big penis kid.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Hard Times with RJ Burger?
Yeah.
Written,
that kid.
Written by a person you hate, Seth Graham Greene.
Doesn't matter.
God, I forgot about that show.
Wow, I know.
Me too.
I'm glad I brought it back
well,
up.
The girl on that would be a good Benny.
Yeah.
Well, that,
yeah.
that's our Revenge of the Nerds recasting. Let us know what you thought.
Revenge of the Black Nerds, bitch, out next summer. Kevin Hart.
We're indifferent about it.
Ice Cube.
Tell us what you thought. Give us your suggestions.
Casting. Oprah Winfrey as the mother.